That is true.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You will stop screwing around. You're
someone,
the one
you printed this up to me.
Fish have no eyes.
Fish have no eyelids.
Eyelids, yes.
They walk around like this all the time. Lisa goes, woo!
You are extremely fat.
I have lost. I'm just fat. I was not extremely fat. Ruben.
Yosha, my phone number is 78, slave girl, played by Evelyn. Fish have no brains. Or no conscience. Fish, go to UCLA.
We will go!
For native speakers.
You speak bloop 1A.
Yes.
Bloop 1A.
Bloop 2A. You'll play the tune.
I don't know, Fluke. I just can't see how I could have spent over $30 at the market for just this one bag of groceries.
It's not the bag, Stu. It's what's inside the bag.
I still don't understand how I could have spent this much.
I don't know either, Stu. Just answer me one question.
What?
Why is there a girl stretched out on the floor by your doorway smiling at us?
Very funny, very funny.
Look for yourself.
What?
Careful, Stu. You'll drop the groceries.
What's going on here? Who's she? What's she doing here?
Be careful, Stu. She might be a hooker.
What would I want a hooker for?
I was going to ask you the same thing. Better still, what would a hooker want with you?
Luke, how'd you like to sound like Beverly Sills?
Hello, Master.
Master? You mean me?
Of course. I'm yours to command, Master.
Well, what do you mean you're mine? Who are you?
She just told you. She's your personal slave girl.
That's right, Master. Now, what do you wish?
I wish that you'd get off my welcome mat and move so I can get into my apartment.
Your wish is my command. Let me take that heavy bag of groceries from you.
See, Stu? Even she knows you're a weakling.
Fluke, so help me God,
You wish me to punch him in the mouth, Master?
That would be great.
Very well.
Ah! Listen, you bitch!
Shall I throw him down the stairs, Master?
Yeah, why not?
Stu! She's serious! Don't let her!
Do you wish anything else, Master?
Yeah, what's your name?
You may just call me Slave, Master. Would you like me to fix your dinner?
Sure!
Very well, Master. Then I shall make your bed up and clean your apartment. Your wish is my command.
I'll bet she's a caller to my line and has admired me and wants to be on recordings. Well, I certainly don't mind the service, and she's pretty good looking, too, and this may work out just fine. I want to apologize for the other day. I had no idea what she was doing, but suddenly it all pieced together.
Yeah, and that's just what the doctors had to do. Piece me together. Well, who is she? And what does she want?
Well, as near as I can figure it, she's been calling my line and she wants to be on tapes. She must have been admiring me for some time.
Come on, Stu. Stop joking. What's the real reason? Nobody could admire you.
Fluke, how'd you like to take a trip down memory stairs again?
No thanks, Stu. How long are you going to let her be your slave until you tell her that she can be on recordings?
Me? Tell her? Don't be ridiculous, Fluke. She has to be the one to tell me.
Clever. Very clever.
It's been 3 days now, and believe it or not, I can't stand being waited on hand and foot. She won't let me do anything. She washes my clothes, she cooks my meals, she dusts the apartment. I really feel bored.
Well, why not pull an I Love Lucy on her and get rid of her?
Meaning what?
Meaning that we mess up your apartment like a pig's pen. With you living there, that shouldn't be hard. Then we'll watch her expression as we tell her that it gets dirty like that every week.
That might work, Fluke. Come on. Oh, boy. Uh-oh, here she comes. hello, slave.
Hello, Master. Shall I throw him down the stairs again?
No. But, I would like you to clean up the living room. Take a look. It's a mess.
Yes, Master.
This is it, Fluke.
Yeah.
It will take me a little while longer to clean that room, Master. Shall I dry your bath?
No, why don't you draw a duck?
Shall I throw him down the stairs, Master?
No!
No, he was just joking.
Very well, Master. But I feel that joke belongs at the bottom of the stairs, Master.
No, just clean the room.
Yes, Master.
Now what, Mastermind?
I don't know, Stu. I thought that would get rid of her. It worked great on I Love Lucy.
Well, get your mind off those old shows, Fluke. I gotta get rid of her.
Good evening, boys.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cornpone.
Stu, I was wondering how you liked your slave girl.
Oh, you know about her?
Yes, I ordered one for myself, but I never got one.
What? What do you mean?
Do you like her?
Well, she's nice, efficient, competent, and I feel useless because of her.
Well, I'm glad mine never came. See you later, boys.
That's see you late, ass breath.
Oh, What was he talking about? He doesn't run a joke number. He's a bookie. He wouldn't have any young girls idolizing him.
How do you know? Maybe some girl's horse won or something.
I still don't get it.
All right, Master. It's the end of the week, and I'm ready to collect my $1,000.
Okay, slave. What? $1,000?
That's right. 1 week's work. $1,000. Let's have it.
What are you talking about?
Your contract with the slave girl company. You agreed to pay me $1,000 a week for taking care of you.
I did not. I thought you were doing this because you idolized me and my joke line.
Your joke line? And just who the hell are you?
I'm Stu Funphone.
Stu Funphone? Are you the ass that runs that stupid line on the 990 number?
Yeah, and what do you mean, ass?
Why do you need a slave? What you need is a psychiatrist.
I resent that, bitch. I thought you were trying to audition to be on one of my tapes, and that's why you were treating me like a king.
You shouldn't even be treated like a dog. Oh, I must have gone to the wrong apartment. And all this time, I thought I was serving a human being. Oh.
In that case, dyke, you can serve yourself out of here. Slave girl company, get out!
I wouldn't be on one of your tapes for $5,000.
I said get out!
Pay up first, then I get out.
You ain't getting any money from me!
Why, you...
Well, I guess I'll go upstairs and see how Stu's doing with his slave.
Oh, that hurts.
Stu, what happened?
Oh,
I guess she lost the audition, huh, Stu?
No, I did. Oh.